Desperate Democrats Work to Advance Lie with Say Gay Billboards in Florida. By Hannah Blow on March 21, 2022. Leftists are desperately continuing to advance the lie about Florida's parental rights in education bill, begging for people to donate so they can put up giant billboards reading Say Gay across the Sunshine State, which they inexplicably believe will humiliate the governor and Republicans. Kim Mangione, the former Democrat nominee for Congress challenging House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has taken to social media to beg for donations to help her humiliate Ron DeSantis and Florida Republicans for their disgusting and shameful behavior. According to the donation page, which benefits Southern Progress, the billboard has been approved by a number of billboard vendors and other media vendors, including advertisement on the tops of vehicles throughout Florida. They have apparently been pre-approved for over $300,000 for this specific advertisement. Please chip in whatever you can to help us maximize this ad buy and turn the attacks from Ron DeSantis and Florida Republicans upside down on their head, the page begs. It remains unclear how or why they believe this will humiliate Republicans, as their attack is factually baseless. The Parental Rights in Education Bill, which leftist critics and corporate media outlets have falsely labeled Don't Say Gay, simply prevents classroom discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade. In fact, the bill does not even contain the word gay or detail any sort of bans on specific words or phrases. It simply keeps these age-inappropriate discussions out of the classroom for 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. Due to this fact, it is likely Republicans will consider the billboards just as humiliating as state legislators linking arms and singing a gay chant, as they did earlier this month in an attempt to own Republicans prior to the state Senate approving the measure. Here's what I can tell you. In the state of Florida, we are not going to allow them to inject transgenderism into kindergarten, DeSantis said, doubling down this month amid leftist scrutiny. First graders shouldn't have woke gender ideology imposed in their curriculums, and that is what we're standing for. Contrary to the left's narrative, most voters say they would support similar legislation in their state.